faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep, P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman has Bud Smith, the new and amazing baseball find, and trains for Metropolis. Unaware that George Latimer, his arch enemy and possessor of the deadly kryptonite, has picked up his trail and is at the very door of his compartment.
You know, some fellas and girls get in on all the fun, and being one of those yourself, you want to get in on the fun of collecting that swell new series of Pep comic buttons in packages of Kellogg's Pep. It's a game that's full of surprises because you never know which comic button you'll find in your next Pep package. All you know is that you'll find a gleaming white enamel button with a picture of one of your favorite comic strip characters to pin on your jacket or your dress or cap. And collecting these swell buttons gets more and more exciting as you get closer and closer to the full lineup of all 18. For instance, have you got your Winnie Winkle twins button? And Gravel Gertie? And Tilda? And Superman? Well, get in on the fun of swapping duplicates and help complete your collection that way. And remember, you can't buy these buttons anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Just keep supplied with Pep, and look for your prize inside every package you open. Keep on the lookout for a grand breakfast dish, too. A cool treat. Cool, crisp flakes of delicious whole wheat in your bowl with cool milk. Really something to cheer about. And good for you, with an extra amount of energy vitamin B1, plus sunshine vitamin D that helps build strong bones and teeth. For prize eating and exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Hating and fearing Superman, a dishonest politician named Big George Latimer tried to damage his mind and make him forever helpless by forcibly feeding him kryptonite, a strange element which robs Superman of all his strength and superhuman powers. Although the Man of Steel managed to escape before the treatments could be completed, his memory was gone. Wearing ragged overalls, not knowing who he was, he became the star pitcher for a small-town baseball team, and under the name of Bud Smith, performed so sensationally that news of his exploits reached Metropolis. Editor Perry White and Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen almost identified him, but when Superman failed to recognize them, they decided they had been mistaken. However, Al McGuire, a detective hired by Latimer, was on Superman's track. And as we continue now, Latimer has arrived at the hotel in the small town of Gainesville, where he has come in response to an urgent wire from McGuire. Listen.
I got here as fast as I could, McGuire. Where is he?
He's not far from this hotel, Mr. Latimer. And I think he's the man you want.
You think?
Well, I'm practically certain, but I want you to identify him. I never saw him before, you know.
That's right. Well, show him to me. I'll tell you in a second if he's the man.
Now, take it easy. We'll have to wait a few minutes till the game's over.
What game?
The baseball game. He's pitching tonight.
He's what?
Oh, I forgot you didn't know. Your man's pitcher for the Gainesville Colts. That's a Bush League team in this town.
Baseball pitcher? That's ridiculous. This fellow isn't a professional ball player. You've made a mistake, McGuire.
No, I don't think so, Mr. Latimer. Your man's trail led to this town. He was wearing ragged overalls when he got here, and he answers the description you gave me to a T.
You're sure?
Positive. Look, he uses the name of Bud Smith. That mean anything to you?
No. Nothing at all. A baseball pitcher.
Brother, what a pitcher. Out of this world. You know, he pitched 4 no-hit, no-run games in a row, set a world's record.
He did, eh?
Yeah, I saw him work yesterday. I never saw such speed in my life. You'd swear he had a cannon up his sleeve. The batters couldn't touch him.
I see.
Terrific hitter, too. He knocks out a home run every time at bat. Yesterday he got 4, and did he whale those balls? Wow! I think they're traveling yet.
You know, McGuire, maybe you haven't made a mistake. I'm beginning to think he is our man.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Come on. Take me to him, McGuire. I've got to make sure if he is.
But, Mr. Latimer, like I told you, we got to wait till the game is over.
Why?
Because there are thousands of people at the ballpark. We can't get near him.
But we might lose him.
Don't worry. I got a man watching him. He'll phone us as soon as the game is over and he finds out where Smith goes.
Okay, if you insist. But I tell you, we've got to work fast, McGuire, because if he is our man, he should recover his memory.
I guess that would be bad for you, huh, Mr. Latimer?
Yes. Worse than you can imagine.
Hey, look, Mr. Latimer, just who is this guy?
As I told you before, that's none of your business.
Maybe. Just the same, I'd like to know.
Forget it.
I can't help being curious about a guy who can bust out of a jail by twisting iron bars 3 inches thick like pretzels.
Look, McGuire.
Who can throw a baseball twice as fast as Walter Johnson or Bobby Feller ever threw it.
McGuire, there's an old saying you might remember.
What's that?
Curiosity once killed a cat.
Oh, now listen, Mr. Latimer.
The phone. Maybe it's our man. Answer it.
Okay. Hello? It's him, all right. Yeah, John, what's the dope? Oh, it is, huh? Now, what about Smith? Okay, swell, John. Stick around. So long.
Well, is the game over?
Yeah.
Where's Smith?
He went home to the rooming house where most of the ball players live.
Do you know where that is?
Sure, over on West Elm Street. Let's go.
Just a minute. I want to take this box along with me. All right, let's go.
Hey, what's in that box?
That's my business.
Looks heavy as a lead box.
It is lead. Come on.
But look, what...
I warned you before, McGuire. Don't get too curious. Now let's go see this man, Smith.
That's Smith's rooming house over there at the corner, Mr. Latimer.
Good, let's...
Now wait. My assistant ought to be around here someplace. Oh, here it comes.
Seems to be in a hurry. Hope nothing's wrong.
I will know in a minute. What's up, John?
I was just going to the corner to phone you, Mr. McGuire.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Bud Smith's gone.
What?
Gone where?
He's on his way to Metropolis.
The Metropolis?
Yeah, the Colts sold him yesterday to the Metropolis Titans for $100,000. I just got the dope from the local newspaper reporter.
I'm not surprised.
This is disastrous.
Charlie Taylor, he's the manager and part owner of the Colts. He left with Smith just a few minutes ago.
But for where?
I told you, Metropolis.
Yes, but how are they going there? By plane? By train? How?
Well, I don't know that, sir.
You don't know?
What's the matter with you, John? What kind of a detective are you?
Well, I didn't wait to find out. As soon as I saw Smith and Shorty leave and heard what happened, I ran out to phone you.
Great Lucifer, now how are we going to...
Wait, Mr. Latimer. Look, John, there are a couple of ball players sitting on the rooming house porch. Maybe they know how Smith and Taylor are traveling. Now beat it up there and ask them. Go ahead, step on it.
Okay, Mr. McGuire, hold everything.
Well, John?
They're going by train. Midnight limited.
Midnight? What time is it now?
Let's see. 12:08.
There's a taxi at the corner. Come on, McGuire.
Right with you. Hey, but look. What's a rush? We can nab him in...
If Smith gets to Metropolis, he might be recognized. Then I'll be done for. We've got to get him before he gets there. There's the limited. Come on, McGuire. Hurry.
I'm afraid we'll never make it, Mr. Latimer.
We've got to make it. Got to. Come on.
There it goes. We're too late.
No, we're not. Keep running.
Yeah, but the doors are closed.
Never mind that. Swing out of the observation car. Come on.
Racing madly down the platform, Big George Latimer and Al McGuire seize the iron grill of the observation car on the departing limited and pull themselves pantingly aboard. We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, the news is traveling like lightning. That good news about the brand new series of comic buttons in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Superman listeners tell their friends until everybody's in on the excitement. And no wonder, collecting these new Pep comic buttons is like a swell new game. 18 new and different comic strip characters done up in full color on gleaming white buttons that look mighty slick pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And all the while, you get the surprise of finding out which button's inside every package of Pep you open. And you get the fun of swapping duplicates with your pals. You'll want to collect Mama Destras, Gravel Gertie, the Winnie Winkle Twins, Superman, and lots of other bigwigs in the comic strip world. Which is why you'll want plenty of packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because that's the only way you can get these new comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a buck stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exciting prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep. There's good eating, too, because these are the crisp whole wheat flakes with the keen, catchy flavor that gives breakfast a lift. Yes, sir, you'll like Pep, and you'll like the prizes in packages of P.E.P. The Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
now, back to the adventures of Superman. In a compartment on the Limited, en route to Metropolis, Superman, wearing a new business suit, sits with Shorty Taylor, the stocky, gray-haired manager and part owner of the minor league Gainesville Colts. As we join them now, Shorty is in high spirits, but Superman, still vainly searching his clouded mind for the secret of his real identity, seems far away.
Yes, sir, Bud. First time I saw you pitch, I said I'd sell into the big leagues before the season was over, remember?
Huh?
I said I'd get $100,000 for you, too, and I'd give you half of it. And that's just what happened. Boy, oh boy. Was a lucky day for both of us when you walked out of the Colts field, wasn't it?
Huh? What's that?
I said it was a lucky day. Say, what's the matter with you, Bud?
Huh? Who, me?
Yeah, you. You haven't been listening to a word I've been saying.
Oh, yes, I...
Come to think of it, you haven't cracked a smile since I gave you the big news.
Well,
aren't you glad you're collecting 50 grand and going up to the big time?
Oh, sure, sure I am, Shorty.
Well, you certainly don't act it. You just keep on sitting there like you always do, as if you're 1,000 miles away.
Sorry, I guess I was just thinking.
Thinking? About what?
Oh, who I am and...
Who you are? I'll tell you who you are. You're Bud Smith, that's who. The greatest pitcher and home run hitter that ever lived.
I wish I could be sure of that.
Take my word for it. Why, I've seen all the great pitchers in the last 30 years. Matty Alexander, Johnson, Hubbell, all of them. And I tell you, you're better than any of them in their best days.
Well, thanks, Shorty. You're very flattering, but I wasn't referring to my pitching. I was talking about my name.
Your name? What do you mean?
Well, you see, Shorty, I... Oh, what's the use? I'll just have to work this out by myself.
Work what out? Look, Bud, just what is eating you?
Oh, nothing. Forget it, Shorty. I'm just tired, I guess.
Sure, yeah. And I'll bet inside you're pretty excited about going up to the big time. Even if you don't show it.
Huh.
Look, I'll go back to my compartment. You go to sleep now, Bud. I'll wake up in the morning before we get to Metropolis.
Okay. I am rather sleepy.
Sure. See you in the morning, pal.
Right. Good night, Shorty.
Night, Bud.
Closing the door of Superman's compartment, Shorty Taylor walks down the aisle of the train to his own compartment. And as he enters it, Big George Latimer and Al McGuire step from the smoking compartment at the end of the car and start swiftly and quietly up the deserted aisle. As they approach Superman's door, Latimer takes the lead box from under his arm and slips the catch from the lid. The lurching of the train jars the lid up for a brief instant, revealing the jagged piece of green glowing kryptonite within. A strange metallic substance torn from the exploded planet on which Superman was born, and which, when brought within 10 feet of him in the atmosphere of Earth, robs him of every ounce of strength. Once more, Superman's two arch enemies, Big George Latimer and the Kryptonite, are about to strike. What will happen? We'll find out in tomorrow's thrill-packed episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Don't fail to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, gang, here's how you can learn to identify the birds that have come back with the fine weather. Start collecting the full-color bird pictures from packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. Boy, is it fun. You'll get a kick out of collecting all 24 in the series and trading duplicates with your pals. And send for the colorful album so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. Ask Mom to get you some Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of good whole wheat. Kellogg's Crumbles, and be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the world's largest network, serving 400 radio stations, the Mutual Broadcasting System.